Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome everyone. It is Friday, the 18th day of March, 2022. I want to welcome everyone to Hagman. Folks, thank you so much for your prayers for my granddaughter, my stepson Josh, his daughter Maya. Thank you so very, very much. She's holding her own. What's that? Yeah, it's not Eric's daughter. your email's been getting blown up?
Yes, which is fine.
Right.
But just so people know, it's right. Josh's.
Yeah. He's family, of course. I mean, I'm going to tell you what, we're a very close knit family, but thank you. She's holding her own, and we're prayerfully hopeful. So thank you for that. All right. Great show lined up for you. This segment, I want to talk a little bit about what we've known to be true, but what the media has really made a mockery of, and really, to a large extent, has put us where we stand today. Now, there are, as I mentioned all the time, pretty much everything that we're seeing take place on the world stage is interrelated, is connected to something else. And that includes, of course, if you go back to 2016, the Russian hacked DNC emails. Remember those? And the Hillary Clinton emails. And then, of course, in the final leg of the Donald Trump campaign, the Hunter Biden laptop left at a Delaware repair store. And what that revealed with respect to the agency of Joseph Biden, Hunter Biden being Joe Biden's bagman in China, in Ukraine, and in Russia. So what are we seeing today? Of course, we're seeing this big stage being set for World War III in Ukraine. Why? Or how did we get here? Well, I'm going to answer all of those very, very simply. With respect to Ukraine, I want to cite Dr. Paul Alexander writing about Archbishop Vigano, his analysis of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. All right, I want to cite this because it's really a simplification, maybe an oversimplification of what's going on. But here is, in general, what he said. The entire conflict in Ukraine, Russia-Ukraine, the entire conflict is a trap designed by the global deep state to purposely provoke a war, meaning World War III, meaning a global conflict, which would more quickly usher in the Great Reset. Build back bitter, okay? The West knows that expanding NATO upsets Russia, but it's doing it anyway. Despite previously saying that it wouldn't, NATO and various other countries are illegally, as we are, pouring weapons, ammunition into Ukraine in violation of international law. This is really making Ukraine a tinderbox ready to explode. Now, there are many economic factors at play here in Ukraine. Gas pipelines, biolabs, and I've got something to say about those, technologies and so on, that make, and natural resources, that make Ukraine a very, very attractive body of land for outside parties. Now, Zelensky, the hero of Bono and Nancy Pelosi, in case you saw that yesterday, is pretty corrupt. He's a corrupt guy. He's acting as a puppet of who? Of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. He is selling out Ukraine to the West and not preventing neo-Nazi forces within Ukraine, trained by the United States, from wreaking havoc on Russian-speaking Ukrainians. Did you hear what I said? This is deep. Now, Joe Biden has been tied, as well as Hunter Biden, to Ukraine since he was Obama's VP. Remember, his son, Hunter Biden, is connected to the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Now, how do we know this? Well, obviously, Peter Schweizer wrote a book about this. But how do we know this for 100% certainty? And I've written extensively about the Hunter Biden laptop, because that's how we know it. The evidence is on the Hunter Biden laptop. I've written extensively about this at Wisconsin Christian News, exclusively for Wisconsin Christian News. And I've spoken about this here. I've got copies of Hunter Biden's hard drive. So when the FBI comes in here, and I'm sure they will, make sure you take your swag bag, complete with the copy of the hard drive, as a parting gift. What's happened of late? We know back in 2019, we had some 50, count them, 50 of the best intelligence assets around saying, oh, this is Russian disinformation. This is the hard drive is nothing more than a Russian plot to favor Donald Trump in the election. We have since learned this week, and it's been verified, it's been fact-checked, that that's not true. That the hard drive is, in fact, real. I've got two video clips. These are good, too, by the way. Liz Harrington with Christine Amanpour, you know, the class act journalist, right? I want you to watch these two video clips. This is from CNN. This is from this week. This is about what is on. First of all, it's about the legitimacy of the Biden laptop. And I'm going to tell you why it matters here. It's not for the salacious pictures. You know, the M&Ms placed on Hunter's dangling participle. No, 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 no. This is about the information that goes directly to Ukraine, it goes directly to Russia, and it goes directly to China. And why Joe Biden is so compromised right now that he cannot do anything about Russia or about China. That's coming up too. But let's take a look at let's take a look at the CNN clip with Liz Harrington. There's two. The first one kind of just, so to speak, it sets the stage. And the second one is where the fireworks go off. Watch this.
For the big guy, which we now have confirmed, the big guy, according to Hunter Biden's former business associate, is Joe Biden. We're talking tens of millions of dollars with the associates of the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden, by his own admission, has never had a real job in his life. He said he's never cashed a paycheck. He's only ever been in the swamp. He's used his public office for personal gain. That is corruption. That's what we were running against in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. It's the same thing. They use their power not to advance the interests of the American people and the American worker. Well, now we know Joe Biden, who never held China to account, they let China into the world World Trade Organization. They've been ripping us off. They wouldn't take a hard line, and they won't even blame China today for the pandemic that we're dealing with because of their cover-up. Well, now we know, because he's completely beholden to China, and there is hard, damning evidence that shows their connections, and it's an absolute disgrace.
Liz, you actually sound like you're on a Fox News show right now. You sound a little bit like an anchor.
Well, unfortunately, Fox is one of the only news channels covering these real emails.
Even Fox News would not touch this story that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tried to dump. You know that. Even the New York Post, the key reporter, did not want
to spy line. Fox News just confirmed Hunter Biden's former business associate, who identified by name, Joe Biden, is the big guy who's profiting off of these shady foreign dealings. And it's not just China. It's Ukraine, and it's $3.5 million from Moscow.
There was a dossier.
It was real, and it all had to involve the Biden.
All right. So that sets the stage about the state of journalism today, all right? But it also, Liz Harrington also mentions China, Russia, and Ukraine in the context of this laptop. Now, don't forget, the month, within the 30 days prior to the last election, 2019 election, New York Post was banned from Twitter, suspended from Twitter until after the election for suggesting this laptop was legitimate, which it is. And it got to the point, if you can show attachment one, take a look at this attachment. The DNC, the deep state members, got together. They rallied the intelligence assets and said, look, we need help. We need cover from the IC, from the intelligence community. And we need to put this to bed, or at least until after the election or sometime later. So what they did, and the letter will appear here, the attachment one, this is a statement from the intelligence community about the Hunter Biden emails. Dated October 19th of 2020, for those on the radio, you can't see this, but this is a joint letter from 50 intelligence community members, some active, some retired, but many well-known. Now, it's essentially what it's saying is, this is classic Russian disinformation. So let's, if you don't mind, let's see who signed this specific letter. Because this is important even today. If you scroll down, you're going to see signed by all of what. Yeah, well, right. Keep going a little more. There you go. Signed by. Let's go through these names briefly, shall we? James Clapper, former head of DNI. Mike Hayden, former director CIA. Leon Panetta, and ask yourself as well, how many of these people were in the orbit of Donald Trump and or his cabinet? John Brennan, former director of the CIA, what's he doing now? He's some mouthpiece for the legacy media. And you can go through this yourself. Mike Morelli, you've got Nick Rasmussen, former director of the National Counterterrorism Center. You've got many others as well. The link will be in the program description box, and you can see the names. And remember the names. This is important. Remember the names. The names are extremely, extremely important. Okay. So the IC came to Biden's rescue. Remember, they were scrambling because, we cannot have another 2016 debacle. We've got to really put this to bed. So Twitter and social media bans the New York Post, one of the largest or longest existing print publications on in the United States bans any kind of discussion about the contents of the Hunter Biden hard drive. And again, I'm going to tell you why this is all important momentarily. So Liz Harrington, who again, was on CNN. Christine Amanpour, whatever her name is. You know, I'll tell you what, you put her out. She looks like a raisin. I apologize for commenting on someone's looks, but I guess that's how like Pelosi and they all kind of look alike in a sense. Anyway, give her more time in the dehydrator. She'll look like Pelosi. All right. So let's go to clip number two. This is where it gets a little bit more contentious with Liz Harrington. And notice the posturing by the mainstream media, the legacy media, by CNN, and the inability to address the core issues here. Let's go to clip two.
That Rudolph Giuliani, that is the president's personal lawyer, was, quote, being used to feed Russian misinformation to the president. Giuliani met in December with somebody who the United States government believes is a Russian agent. You know who I'm talking about, a Ukrainian parliamentarian by the name of Andrei Dekach. Are you comfortable with the president of the United States being close to a person like Rudy Giuliani, who says also that he is not bothered whether any of the information comes from Russian hacking? What does that say?
Are you comfortable that CNN used Russian disinformation from a Russian asset to leak it to subvert the peaceful transfer of power? The reporting on the dossier, which was complete verified Russian disinformation. Is it not? Is it not?
Liz, let's just get back to the story.
Was the dossier real? Was the dossier real? Oh,
can
it's
we
very
get back
relevant
to the current
because
story?
Everything that Democrats accused us of doing is what they themselves did. Rudy Giuliani is not a Russian asset, and we've heard this smear very well before.
It's the
we've
United
heard it time
States
and time
government
again.
Who said it, not me and not CNN. The United States government
the
has
FBI,
reported.
The FBI, okay, you know what also the United States government says? The FBI says this laptop is not Russian disinformation. So what are you talking about here? This laptop is real. It's not just the laptop. There's other emails. There's text messages. They are real. So
okay.
According to the
Guess
U.S.
what?
Government, the
I know
FBI
that you're trying
has
to
verified
move
this.
Everybody to look at that, but that's not what we're hearing from
Why
the FBI.
Why don't you want to report
but
this?
What,
this is the one of the most powerful families in Washington.
Liz,
the
Liz,
Biden family. And you're okay? You're okay with our interests being sold out to profit? Joe Biden and his family when we're suffering during a pandemic from communist
yes,
China, he's
absolutely,
doing shady business
absolutely.
Deals
Liz,
with
as
communist
you know,
China, you're comfortable,
well,
okay?
As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter and I follow the facts. And there has never been any issues
yes,
in terms
this.
Of corruption. Now, let me ask you this. Yesterday, the FBI...
Wait,
hold
that?
The phone.
I'm talking about reporting and any evidence. I'm talking to you now.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing
the
that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you. I want to ask you a question. The FBI,
it's a journalist's
contrary,
job. It's a
contrary
journalist's job
to what
to,
President,
to find out if this is verified.
I want to ask you a question about the FBI press conference.
My head. How about yours? Okay, first of all, there's no evidence of corruption. Eric the Tech, that whole. I mean, you've.
That's, there's nothing on the teleprompter.
Oh my! Eric the Tech's seen the.
I can only read what's in front of me.
Oh my gosh! So okay, again, why is this important to all of us? This laptop, because on that laptop, as I've written and spoken about this. The money that is being laundered through Ukraine, remember Burisma, okay? And we could even take this, compare this to 2016. Think about this. Remember 2016. It was the Hillary Clinton emails. And in those emails, in that dump, in that tranche of information, remember Hillary Clinton's uranium dealings. Guess who is taking over? Well, yeah, guess who is supplying uranium for Iranian, you like how I did that? Nuclear power. Rosatom. Where have you heard that before? Rosatom. Let me think. I know. Rosatom is the company that took over what? Uranium One, Hillary Clinton. Back, you got to go back into the 2016 tranche of data. Here's what I'm saying. The playbook is the same. The players, corrupt all, are the same. The news media is participating in burying all of this, making Zelensky some sort of St. Patrick, according to... I see a witch in my head, according to Pelosi. And I don't know whether you saw the dancing... yesterday, she read a poem by Bono at this congressional meeting. I don't know if you've seen that in the dancing Irish jig people. Actually, while we are suffering from inflation, high prices, high energy, she's got the cojones to bring. We don't have that, do we? That clip we. Oh man. No, it's just, it would make you ill. All right. So anyway. Now, with Ukraine, let's get back to Ukraine here. There was a color revolution. And this, again, this goes back to Biden. This goes back to Obama. What was O'Biden doing back in the early days, 2013, 2014, there was a color revolution in Ukraine backed by George Soros.
He was shooting hoops.
Yeah, shooting hoops with corn pop. Bad dude, man. But Soros and other Western-backed groups, it really wasn't a color revolution as much as it was a coup from within, but I digress. Social unrest was caused, and who benefited, among others, Soros, Biden, Biden. And, oh, by the way, let's have a little smile. I think we'll all do a smile this week, right? I really do. I don't know who made this. This would be the unnumbered clip there under the attached statement in the show prep material. I don't know who made this, okay? This appeared on social media. Folks, if you're listening to this by radio, go to HagmanReport.com, click on the video for today, and just take a look at this. Or just go to the program description box. The link to this will be there. But, you know, sometimes we have to have a laugh, okay? Why is this laptop it's so important to hide and such? Well, Biden had just come out with some legislation or some proposed orders to make sure that people who use compromising or potentially compromising information, did you hear about this? On electronic media, are charged criminally. Now think about the timing of all of this. Can we connect some dots here? Take a look at this. It's funny. Okay, it's funny. It might be a little off color, but not really. But it's true. This is a meme done, superimposed, images superimposed, over Biden's announcement that, hey, you know what? You use compromising material, you're going to be in a whole heap of criminal trouble. But watch this. Again, kind of funny.
So we established a new civil rights cause of action. for those whose intimate images were shared on the public screen. How many times have you heard, I bet everybody knows somebody somewhere along the line, that in an intimate relationship, what happened was the guy takes a revealing picture of his naked friend or whatever in a compromising position, and then literally in a sense blackmails or mortifies that person. Sends it out, put it online.
Eric the Tech, what'd you think? I mean, we deserve a laugh, right? That was pretty funny.
That is funny.
All right. That's a true, I mean, Biden did say all of that. And yes, hey, we're going to criminalize this kind of activity. And you know, I'm okay with that. Except when it comes to issues of national security. And except when you have a do-nothing FBI or a complicit FBI or a complicit law enforcement agency. All right. Let me know when Austin Brewer is coming on this hour. Let me know when he's on. So, but I wanted to put that out there. You know, look, rhetoric has been ratcheted up in the last several months by Zelensky in the West about nuclear and atomic weapons with respect to Ukraine, thereby heightening Putin's mistrust about and prompting him to dissolve the Minsk agreement. You know about that. I'm not going to get into that. The media cannot be relied on to report on what's going on in Ukraine at all. As a matter of fact, you know, they're saying, oh, they're kicking Russian behind. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Take a look at Ukraine right now. The geography there. Okay. Think about their track record with the bioweapon, the coronavirus bioweapon. That's proof they can't do anything but lie. They are purposely, right now, they're purposely trying to entice Westerners to support an escalation of the war in Ukraine, which is coming. Which I'm also going to go to attachment two, because this is related. Is China looking at the United States and saying, wow, They're a paper tiger right now with Mr. Marbles at the helm and heels up Harris and the woke generals, the woke military. What happened? What happened here in the last 24 hours? Look at that image on the screen. The carrier Shandong sailed north through the Strait of Taiwan. Now, it was shadowed by the USS Ralph Johnson, but this is a clear sign that China is not going to be putting up with any of their gunk, any of our gunk, and they're going to be calling our bluff, and they're going to be taking Taiwan. When? Soon. And the other part of this, too, has to do with our economy. If you don't think our economy is going to come a crashing down, it's going to come crashing down. I wanted to mention real quick, and again, just Eric the Tech, let me know about what's that? Okay. All right. Back in 2005, we had, let me find this paper. This is why we never throw things away. We always have printed documents right here, 2005. Now, this is during the Bush years, right? U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioweapons. You know how everyone's saying, oh, these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, oh, it's all BS. Well, now, according to the Washington Post itself, the U.S. and Ukraine agreed jointly. They signed a pact that cleared the way for Ukrainian's government to receive U.S. aid and to improve security at facilities where dangerous microbes are kept. So let me see if I understand this right. There are biolabs in Ukraine, and there is dangerous bioweapon microbes at these labs. And guess who was involved in this negotiation? Senator Richard Lugar and, yes, Barack Hussein Obama. The very same people, and Obama especially, who were stopped in Perm. Remember that in Russia in, I think it was August of 2006. I talked about this before, where the Russians didn't like Obama's passport, among other things. And they accused Obama of being a spy for who? For Russia, or for the UK. There was a little dust up there. The Italian newspaper reported on it, but it didn't really get much play here. And Lugar blew it off, but he was part of the Lugar delegation. But that whole segment, in addition to nuclear armaments, was chemical and biological armaments. So this stuff was going on back in 05. So the question now becomes, are the Ukrainian biolabs connected to what we experienced here in 2019 with the gain-of-function research, compliments of Fauci, compliments of Ralph Baric, the Bat Lady, Shi Zheng Li, Francis Collins of NIH? And it doesn't matter what your feelings are about Putin or Ukraine. This is about ethics. It's about morality. It's about trusting our own government. And it was back in the first week of March when Victoria Nuland, and we played this video clip, said that Ukraine has biological research facilities in which we're now concerned that the Russian troops are going to take over and use those bioweapons against the people. Remember that? The World Health Organization is calling on Ukrainian officials to destroy these high-threat pathogens and such. But given the fact that we have had this issue here with millions of Americans having been killed or injured long-term by a bioweapon known as SARS-CoV-2 developed by Americans and British and others. I'm talking Fauci, I'm talking Collins, I'm talking Baric, I'm talking about the other guy, Jamie Farrar, over in the UK. I'm talking about all of these people and having labs all over the world and specifically in Ukraine. What's going on with these labs over there? Labs over in Ukraine. And how does this stack up to the origin of the bioweapon that shut America down, shut the world down, destroyed our lives, killed our family members and friends, and brought in a democide mutagenic virus or shot? The U.S. was, in fact, and this is, and mark this down, we were heavily involved in developing and managing the biolabs in Ukraine. Although this Washington Post article from 05, and here it is right here, says, we're countering it. No. Again, dual use. They knew in 05 what was going on. In fact, they were part of it in 05. Obama was part of it. There was an article now deleted from BioPrep Watch on, it was dated June 18th of 2020. National Pulse, and I showed this earlier this week, they recovered biolab opens in Ukraine, explained how Obama, while serving as the junior senator from Illinois, and Lugar, I told you about it here, helped negotiate a deal to build a bio-level 3 safety lab in Odessa, Ukraine in 05. Again, here it is. Here it is. So what was being done there? That was in 2010. This is 2005. It was completed in 2010. 2011, report from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences Committee on anticipating biosecurity challenges. explained that this was a project between the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ministry of Health of Ukraine, which was focused on preventing the spread of technologies and pathogens and knowledge that could be used in the development of weapons. Oh, it sounds such like it sounds like a great big humanitarian issue. Guess what? Because when you start looking at who runs these laboratories, when you look at Ukraine's biolab network from the now expunged bioweapons prevention project, viruses of pathogenic viruses. Everything all right? We okay? Okay. All right. Thank you for that. To interrupt things, I just want to let you know that Austin Brewer is having an internet outage at their offices, so they're trying to work it out. He'll be here when he can get here. But getting back to Ukraine, the Department of Defense, the biosecurity challenges, the reports now expunged. Well, there a separate document detailing Ukraine's biolab network from the Bioweapons Prevention Project explains that they were studying Ebola and highly pathogenic viruses by using virology, listen to this, molecular and express methods. And what are express, what's that? Well, you can use that particular phrase to explain the development of what? mRNA jabs. All right. Now you might say, well, that's a big leap. But if you take the information uncovered by RFK Jr. about Fauci, about Collins, and about the military-industrial pharmaceutical complex, and fill in the dots, you can see, okay, we can't do this over in America, but we can do it in other places because it's too dangerous to do in America. So running these labs, a biotech company, Meta Biota Inc. Have you heard of this? It's heavily supported by none other than Alphabet, or Google to be precise, in a very detailed article dated back to 2019. They're the main player in this, in backing the Ukrainian labs. Now, how does that even work when you think about it? What interests do they have? But again, put that aside for a moment. This company, Meta Biota Inc., if you have never heard of this company, look it up. Do some research. Do some heavy digging. It's a company that tracks the trajectory of outbreaks. And you know what? They sell pandemic insurance. But also, they seem to have their hand in the actual laboratories that, well, might have been the source of SARS-CoV-2. You heard me correctly. To make matters even more interesting, the U.S. company Meta Biota Inc. has been awarded some $18.4 million U.S. dollars in federal contracts under the Pentagon's DTRA program in Georgia and Ukraine for scientific and technical consulting services. Metabiota services include global field-based biological threat research, pathogen discovery, outbreak response, and, oh, clinical trials. Oh. Okay. They had been contracted by the Pentagon to perform work during the Ebola crisis, before, during, and even after the Ebola crisis in West Africa. They were awarded at that time, 2012, $3.1 million for their work in Sierra Leone. Huh. So where are we going with this? Remember I mentioned earlier this week, Black and Viatch. All right. In August of 2018, Metabiota, which was created in 2008, announced it had been awarded a subcontract from Black and Viatch. For those listening, and because of my slur still, bionic jaw, right? It's V like Victor, E-A-T-C-H. Okay. But they were awarded this subcontract by this company to support the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency's Cooperative Biological Engagement Program in Iraq. They, that's Black and Viatch, as I said earlier this week, based in Kansas City, it's an engineering firm that is listed as the contractor on one of the DOD-funded veterinarian biolabs tasked with working on pathogens. Now, one of the documents found at the on the servers at the U.S. Embassy, which has been expunged, Institute of Veterinary Medicine and National Academy of Agrarian Sciences fact sheet, is lists Black and Viatch as the contractor, part of the contractor team in Ukraine. Now, again, why is this all, it seems like you're really just dropping words out of your mouth. And sloppily so, I might add. Why is this important? Well, when you start going through this, what about COVID 2.0? What about the next round of whatever might be? Maybe another lab leak. Last year, now listen to this. This is now cited by Daniel Horowitz. Last year, the San Francisco-based Metabiota predicted anywhere between a 47 to 57% chance that there will be another pandemic that will kill even more people than the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 did. The question is this, what do they know that we don't? In 2016, an investigation by CBS found that World Health Organization officials believed that this company, Metabiota, screwed up the Ebola response in Africa, and they were absolutely, they had no control over anything, over what was being done. Kind of, the horse left the barn, and that was it. There was some cross-contamination. There was a whole bunch of stuff that was, the practices that were unacceptable. Do you feel comfortable right now with a company like this involved with the Department of Defense made biolabs in Ukraine? Well, guess what? It gets even worse. Again, this is citing Daniel Horowitz. What if I told you that their leadership was tied directly into the central players in Wuhan, the gain-of-function research and funded by? You ready for this? It all comes back to what I started with. Hunter Biden. Let me say that again. What if I told you that their leadership was tied into the central players in Wuhan coronavirus gain-of-function research and funded by Hunter Biden? The CEO of Metabiota is Dr. Nathan Wolf, a virologist who has been a member of the Office of Echo Health Alliance, the company at the epicenter of the gain-of-function research on the SARS-CoV-2 from day one. Wolf This guy was awarded a Fulbright Fellowship, the NIH Director's Pioneer Award, and a, you ready for this, World Economic Forum Young Global Leader Award. Klaus Schwab, enter stage right. So what am I saying here? There's more to the Hunter Biden laptop and Ukraine and Russia and China and compromise than some M&M on Hunter Biden's dangling participle or him asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth. It's much bigger than this, than that stuff. And yet you'll never hear a word about this by the mainstream media. It all comes back to money, greed, power, and attempts to control the world through this Build Back Better, Great Reset, democide, and depopulation. I told you I'd circle it back around, and I did. I'm going to put the link to Daniel Horowitz's article that explains most of this at HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com in the program description box. Along with the article from 2005, are the Ukraine biolabs connected to the coronavirus gain-of-function research? And take a look at that. Take a look at these. You're going to be amazed at what you find. And while you're reading that, remember, it's all about, I shouldn't say all, but a big part of this, our economy can no longer be sustained. The U.S. dollar is not going to be the U.S. or the world's reserve currency much longer. You're not going to be able to buy energy or buy gas much longer. People are thinking of rationing. Yeah, I do believe absolutely. That's how it's going to start. How's it going to end? Not good. So folks, prepare. And part of preparation is making sure your health is good, that your immune system is built up. How do we do that? We take nutritional supplementation because the foods we get right now, well, they're absent of nutritional value, or there's a lot less nutritional value. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com right there on your screen. Can you see it? Look, it's right there. You can see it. Healthmasters.com. And while you're there, Ted and Austin Brewer have a great radio show every weekday. You scroll down a little bit on the right, there's a blue link there and a kind of an orange little box. But between the two, you can see the times, the places, and you can listen to the current show, the previous show, or the previous show. Meanwhile, you can shop and there's the product of the week and there's all kinds of great stuff. But get your nutritional supplements at healthmasters.com. Austin Brewer, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing blessed. And sorry for coming on a little late here. We see if I gotta make sure I got a good connection. The am I freezing up here?
No.
Are good? Okay. I was at the office right about to log in, and my whole internet system went down at the office. So I had to come over here to Ted's back office here to log in.
Do you have a key or did you break in?
I just let myself in.
All right. Yeah, I got to call Ted and say, hey, you had a visitor in your office. So, my friend, what is on your radar now that you're here? And let's talk. I want to hear what you've got to say about current events from Ukraine to China to the legitimacy of the laptop, if you want to talk about that. I spent a great deal of time talking about that, about how the U.S. is mindlessly marching toward a global war, nuclear war, I believe. We can talk about the 7-year-old who died of a cardiac arrest after 13 days after getting a mutagenic jab. We can talk about whatever you want. What do you think?
We'll touch base on all of them, Doug. You know, and I heard you talk a lot about Hunter Biden's laptop, so I won't try to cover much more of that. But the irony about that situation that is kind of funny to me is the fact that you and I and Ted both covered this in detail when this came out before the election, and everybody in the mainstream media said it was Russian disinformation campaign. It doesn't exist. Nothing about it's real. Now you just talked in detail about everything that is confirmed, which I find ironic. But as we're starting to see more and more stuff continue to play out with Russia and with Ukraine and with this obfuscation that's going on now, I saw earlier today that they were talking about how now the Deltacron variant is starting to spread across Europe. And then, of course, Fauci now has reared his ugly head and basically come out in the limelight again and is telling everybody how Pfizer's shot is basically about to get approved for their fourth injection, which is funny how every time Pfizer gets ready to do something, it's like Fauci's their little rat mouthpiece that comes out in front of them and, hey, everybody, Pfizer's about to say something important. You guys need to listen to what they have to say. Almost kind of like Fauci is getting kickbacks from Pfizer. Just my personal opinion from what I've seen with it. And what's interesting about this, they will refuse to A, acknowledge all the research that we've done now over the last 2.5 years and the last 30 to 40 years on vitamin C along with quercetin and zinc, which we've talked about in detail on our website and our show on making sure it maintains a healthy immune system. They completely have ignored that, won't talk about it one bit, keep telling everybody the only thing you can do for your body is to take an experimental RNA gene therapy, and then turn around now and say we have another one out, we have to keep doing them every year without at all discussing the clinical trials that have been released now, the Freedom of Information Act, showing over 1,200 deaths during the trials, over 12 or 1,300 different types of adverse side effect events that occurred during the clinical trials. Nobody will talk about any of that. And I think, Doug, this is probably the craziest I've ever seen it in this country, with just pure lying, blatant, bold-faced lying on the mainstream media. I mean, they're not even trying to obfuscate or tiptoe around the tulip, so to speak, or try to manipulate their wording. They're just bold-faced lying, saying, no, absolutely not. The shot's completely safe. Everything you hear about it that's counterintuitive is, you know, disinformation or fake news. Complete lies. Shot's completely safe. Russia's bad. Ukraine's good. We need to give them more money. Anything you hear about Ukraine, that's a lie if it's negative. Anything you hear about Russia that's bad, that's the truth. They're not even trying to act like they're telling the truth anymore or trying to manipulate it. They're just bold-faced throwing out lies, the same thing that we've seen now with the bioweapons labs. Bold-faced said right there, they don't exist, never existed. We have no idea what you're talking about, total misinformation. Then all of a sudden, well, they are over there and we have been working on them. But it's just to basically get rid of these bioweapons that they've been working on from the Soviet era. Guys, newsflash, it doesn't take 20 to 30 to 40 years to basically get rid of bioweapons. I mean, that's doesn't take that long. So what in the world are they doing over there? Well, they're working on all types of different research. And now we're starting to see more and more and more with what's been going on with the aspect of them going in now and just seizing people's stuff that basically have been with Russia. And this has been crazy to me, Doug. I've heard that over $150 million in assets and property have already been seized, and it's apparently going to get worse. The House bill, the House just passed a Russian sanctions bill, which essentially gives the president authority to sanction virtually anyone, anywhere in the world, for anything. And the House voted to give the president broad authority to sanction virtually anyone in the world, according to Representative Thomas Massey. This was slipped into the Russian sanction bill on page 19, 20, and 21. The bill amends the Magnitsky Act that says the president can sanction any foreign person acting on behalf of Russia or any person who has assisted those acting on behalf of Russia. The language is so intentionally vague that you can pretty much apply it to anybody. It's basically asset forfeiture on steroids for any reason. And now I saw an article that just came out yesterday that Janet Yellen, the Treasury and Attorney General Merrick Garland, they now have built a task force that they just got approved on Wednesday that will allocate to pay people money for snitching on individuals that are involved as Russian agents if their assets are seized. As part of the international task force officially announced by several countries Wednesday, the U.S. Treasury will establish a rewards program for people who provide information that leads to the seizure, restraint, or forfeiture of assets linked to the government of Russian Federation. The rewards program is part of the introduction of the Russian Elite Proxy and Oligarch Task Force. It goes on to say, the Kleptocracy Asset Recovery Rewards Program is the newest part of the task force announced Wednesday, authorizing the Treasury to offer up to $5 million in rewards for information that leads to the seizure of assets linked to foreign government corruption. I can't even be on to explain how insane this is now. So now we're just going to start seizing people's stuff all across the globe because, well, you're Russian disinformation. This is the beginning phase. I never thought I would see it on this level. This is the beginning phase of complete asset forfeiture for any dissent that comes out. And right now, you know, a lot of people, well, it only applies to Russian bad guys. Why in the world would you possibly think it's going to stop there? Wait a minute. Didn't this just happen on Canada like 6 weeks ago? Oh, you're protesting and we don't like what you're protesting, truckers. We're now going to seize all of your money in your bank accounts and freeze all of your assets. And anybody that donated to you, we're going to seize all of your assets because we don't like what you're protesting. Oh, that's right. That just happened. And it's interesting to see now how that started in Canada, and now it's starting to snowball very rapidly. And here's the thing, the next step that goes even crazier on this. You now have a digital tyrannical currency that is now being pushed and approved. I don't know if you saw this or not. Yep. The executive order issued March 9th, and we briefly talked about it, but nobody, I don't think it's really clicked in anybody's head. It's called the U.S. Central Bank Digital Currency Executive Order, March 9th, 2022, that Biden just signed in effect.
Yep.
Similar to cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, the CBDC would allow a form of digital money to be issued by the Federal Reserve. The CBDC would be considered a government-issued fiat currency that is backed by the strength and credit of the U.S. government. Government agencies have 6 months to weigh in on the advantages and disadvantages of a centralized digital currency. This isn't coincidence. All this stuff is rolling out right now, and Ukraine's being used as the good guy's scapegoat to now start seizing assets worldwide because, well, you're a Russian bad guy. And I'm not saying that all the people in Russia, they're in the oligarchy over there, these guys are all good guys. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that any of them are good or any of them are bad. What I am saying is now that we're starting to cross the line of saying, we don't like what you're doing, we don't like who you are, we don't like who you're supporting, we're taking all of your crap now that we can get our hands on. This is incredibly disturbing, Doug. So that's the first thing that I've been looking at this week. And when I saw Yellen and Garland come out and now start saying that basically they're setting up a snitch rat task force to offer people rewards if they can get other people's stuff seized because they're involved with Russian oligarchies. This is insane, though. Where do you think this is going to head? Or are we watching it go exactly where we think it's going to go?
No, you nailed it. Look, this is about anyone who disagrees with the Great Reset or with climate change or with the posturing and positioning on Ukraine. Any political opposition or opposition to the communization or the satanic agenda for the planet will have their stuff taken. It's just that simple. And you know, the other part of this that disturbs me, as you mentioned, that there's this reward system built into this. Hey, you know somebody that's doing this or that? Hey, we'll pay you for that information. Now, we used to have... I mean, I used to be somewhat involved in that at CI level, okay, confidential informant level, you know. So, but that's what we're becoming now, a surveillance state. And the method mechanism will be that digital currency. And the reason it's going to have to go to a digital currency is because we don't have anything to back up the paper dollars or the useless change that we use as money right now. So it's all going according to plan. Yes, you're not going to own anything. You won't be able to own anything because you're disagreeable. And you're siding with the enemy, so to speak. So we're going to take your stuff away from you. And this is how it's all going to play out. And to make matters worse, the very people who once said they stood up against this kind of stuff, the leftists and stuff, which, and I get the irony there, they're the ones that are going to be pushing for this very hard. So yes, 100% accurate. This is what's coming. And I'll tell you what, some people say it's like 5 years away. I think it's like months away. This year, well, next year.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. This is starting to escalate so fast. And I think the reason why it's moving so fast is because they realize their plan's starting to get exposed and everybody's starting to wake up. We got a first real world right in front of us, a firsthand glimpse of them doing this for a very short period during the COVID pandemic, when there was that period of basically you get this injection, you get this experimental RNA injection that we now know is incredibly deadly. You get this injection or you can't function in society. We saw this. I mean, we just had this happen in the United States, and everybody's got such a doggone short-term memory span, nobody can realize what's happening. That's why I was so diametrically opposed from the very beginning on any restrictions and mandates, period. And people laughed at me. They scoffed at me. They yelled at me. They cussed at me. They called me a grandma killer. And I said, no, my position's not going to change on this. When you start allowing any group of people to start dictating what you can and can't do, where you can and can't go, what you can do as far as for business or what you can't do for business, where you can go get food, where you can't get food, that you have to wear a diaper on your face, that you don't have to. When you start allowing anybody to have that kind of power over you, it always ends badly. You just have to look at history. And now I think for the most part, a large portion of those people that had the wool pulled over their eyes during COVID have now started to kind of wake up and say, all right, this isn't making sense. Why is this continuing to go on? Now you got Fauci again popping out of the rock like a cockroach that he is, coming out now telling everybody, well, we're probably going to have to put more restrictions in place. This is far from over now. We may have to start doing mask mandates again. He's talking about the other day, and I'm like, dude, nobody cares about you, clown. Nobody wants to listen to anything you have to say. And the only reason they continue to keep pushing this fear porn is because people still obey them. That's why I said from the very beginning, civil disobedience is mandatory as a patriot right now. Don't support companies if they don't support your freedom. Don't go to places that don't support your freedom to breathe fresh air and not wear a muzzle. Simply just don't go there. But yet so many people now have kind of taking that negative energy, so to speak, from a psychological standpoint, all the pent-up anger, hatred, frustration during COVID, and they've now, the mainstream media has allowed them to channel it towards Russia. Everything's Russia's fault now. It doesn't matter if you dropped your coffee on the way to work, it's Russia's fault because Russia made you nervous because they're on the news and they invaded Ukraine. Every single piece of mainstream media outlet parrots the exact same garbage. And it's ironic to me that we heard this exact same, it's a Russian disinformation campaign about Hunter Biden's laptop, and now 100% of what we said is completely true. And I was hoping that when this Ukraine thing started, that something was going to start leaking out about this, because you and I both said from the very beginning, Ukraine is such a corrupt country, not necessarily the civilians or citizens that live there. I'm not talking about the good people that live there. I'm talking about the Ukraine government. When you look back at the track record all the way back from Obama going there in 2005 and working with bioweapons labs and Biden constantly going over the 12, 13, 14 trips to Ukraine and the stuff he was linked to and Hunter Biden, they're so corrupt. And that's why as soon as that happened with the country getting invaded, I said, well, hopefully this comes out now and people will realize what is really going on. But as we're starting to see these things go forward, my encouragement and my recommendation is, as I've said before, continue to stand fast and get the truth out there and stand for what you truly believe. Don't compromise on your convictions. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask again. If you don't want to get a shot, don't get a shot. Complying with a bully is never going to be easy, and it is never going to be good in the long run. People think if you comply, well, it'll be over soon. I can't. You heard it just as well as I did. Just put on the mask. This will be over soon. Let's just get past this. Stop being like that, Austin. I'm like, no, I will be like that. I'm not going to change. Nothing about me changed. My entire topic, everything I said from the very beginning has not changed. And it's funny, the other day, I heard Bill Maher, which he's usually, you know, pretty left on a lot of stuff, and I don't really agree with him. And it's been funny because they were interviewing him the other day in this interview with kind of this conservative. And they were asking, they said, why are leftists getting so mad at you? And they're saying that you changed your view. And he said, ironically, I haven't changed my view. That's the funny part. He said, I'm still leftist. I'm still liberal on a lot of stuff. He goes, what's funny is I haven't changed anything. If you listen to what I've said for the last 10 years, I've been the same way. He goes, they're the ones that keep changing and pushing farther and farther into the spectrum. He said, when did we think it was okay to start teaching 3- and 4-year-olds about transgender studies and sexual orientation? He goes, that was never okay. I was never okay with that. He said, now it's just a new thing that they want to allow this stuff to go through. And, you know, I talked to somebody the other day down here in Florida, because we're getting that anti-grooming bill passed. DeSantis is pushing it, which I think it should have gone way further. At least it's something that is a starting point. I really wish they've expanded it. Basically, 8 years old and younger in school, they cannot have any type of sex ed, any type of transgender studies, anything. It's banned in schools now down here. Granted, I think it should have gotten, well, personally, I think that stuff shouldn't be brought up. The whole transgender perversion should be brought up in schools, period. But at least it should have been brought all the way to like 6th grade where sex ed starts. But at least it's a starting point that I hope we can escalate on. And what's so funny about it is I've never seen so many people mad about a bill that prevents them from being able to talk to other people's children about cross-dressing transgender perversion. I've never seen this before. This is so bizarre to me. I'm like, when in history did we ever think it was okay for a grown man in a dress that wants to be called Susie to go talk to your 5-year-old child about how it's cool to be a transgender pervert while he lifts up his dress and exposes himself to the whole library, which has happened in the transgender story hour? When did we ever say that was okay? Well, you just need to be tolerant, Austin. I said, tolerant of what? Pedophilia? Ah, there's the kicker. That's exactly where this is going right now, and that's exactly why so many people are mad about this bill. A lot of these people, these sick, perverted cross-dressers, are pedophiles. They like little children. It's just a fact, especially when you start looking at the arrest reports and the FBI statistics on it. And now what's interesting is they are upset. Disney, on March 22nd, this there big group at Disney,
yep.
The employees of Disney now on March 22nd are coming out and doing a walkout of Disney as a protest to the bill. They're saying, we don't agree with this bill. We're protesting it because the CEO didn't go far enough. When the CEO of Disney actually called DeSantis 2 weeks ago and demanded that Santos veto this bill, and DeSantis said, no, you guys do direct business with the Chinese Communist Party with billions of dollars. Your biggest supporter is China. China. And you're telling me that I don't want to have my children in the Florida school systems taught transgender cross-dressing perversion? You're telling me you don't want that to be a law? Piss off, basically, is what he said. Don't call me again. He said the CEO at Disney. So the employees at Disney are mad about it. This is what they're trying to do, is they push a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. That's why I have completely drawn my line in the sand, and I have no tolerance for it at all when people try to promote it. I've said a million times, if somebody wants to go dress up in a dress in the privacy of their own home and do weird perverted acts with their consensual partner, I don't care one bit. Not my problem, not my business, something you got to deal with God later on in the future. But when I draw the line is when you start coming at me or my children, or anybody's children for the fact of the matter, and start telling them they need to accept this, you need to embrace it, you need to talk about how it's good, and you need to promote to your kids why it's good, because it is not good at all to be teaching these children and polluting their brain with this perversion. I have a zero tolerance line when it hits that level. And the problem with it is, Doug, so many people have basically been castrated by the mainstream media over political correctness, and they're scared to say anything to anybody or stand up for what's going on because, well, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I don't want to get anybody upset. And now you've had all these businesses now over the last decade, all the main companies, the Fortune 500 companies, have now implemented all these policies where you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this. And they've silenced and censored the most of the country. The problem with it is when you're not at work, you don't have to comply with that crap. I get it. A lot of people are in jobs and they can't be vocal about what they believe. And sometimes you got to walk on eggshells with certain companies. That's a rough place to be, but I get it. I understand that. But when it comes down to your family and your freedom, especially when it comes down to school boards, you have to get directly involved with these perverts that are running some of these school boards. And if they will not listen and they still want to teach this perversion in some of these states and cities, it is your duty as a parent to find other means to have your children educated, because we are losing the younger generation faster than we've ever seen before. With all the stuff that's online, with all the school systems, it's our responsibility as parents to teach them and keep teaching them as being little Americans, Doug.
You know, you're 100% right. And folks, understand this. The Florida bill about don't groom my child, okay? This has got tentacles. You mentioned Disney, okay? I'm going to show you this graphic. 4 Walt Disney World employees arrested in undercover human trafficking sting. 124 arrested before that. 3 arrested in a separate sting. Florida child sex sting. Net's former workers from Disney, SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah.
Universal. This is what we're up against in terms of the human and child sex trafficking. And I'll say this, Craig Sawyer, a good friend of the show, other organizations we work with, we are pushing very hard on this issue. So this grooming that you're talking about and the fact that we're getting such pushback, you said it, your dad said it back right around the Obergefell decision about homosexual marriage. Look, this is not going to stop there. They're going to push to normalize pedophilia. And the method and some of the mechanics of it will involve child sex trafficking. So there you have it with Disney. And you're 100% right. So, but you know what? This pronoun crap and this walking on eggshells, I'm done with that. I'm too old for that. I don't give a damn what people think about me. I really don't. And if I want to say there are 2 genders, male and female, that's a scientific fact. If I want to say that anything else, any other belief beyond that is a mental illness, to me, I'm going to say that. And that's what I believe. That's it, period. And you know what? The Bible says that. So that's it, period. So basically, shut up. That's just my view. But you're kinder than I am in many respects. But
it's gender dysphoria, Doug. It's called gender dysphoria. Yeah. I mean, it's a legitimate mental disorder. It's, you know, when you basically have a mental problem and you think that you're a different gender. There's a legitimate mental problem with that. And so, but the thing about it is now it's gone way past that, because now you have people that are doing it just to have attention, or they don't know what to do with themselves, or they've been so twisted as a kid because of what they're being taught and thrusted upon them. And it's making this, oh, these transgenders are coming out of the closet. No, they're not. You guys are grooming them and prepping them to be this way. They're intentionally doing it. Why do you think this? I mean, you just showed it in the pictures, Doug, with Disney. That's why I'm diametrically opposed to Disney. I don't support Disney. I've told everybody my numerous stories of basically being detained and escorted and trespassed and thrown out of Disney multiple times.
Folks, his mugshot is up on the security office. He's not allowed on.
They have facial recognition on me. Yeah. They told me that. They have facial recognition on me. And they as soon as I step into anything, they immediately detain me now. And that's the last time I went. They're like, well, they put a dog on me. Canine dog walks right up to me and said, oh, our dog alerted that you're carrying a firearm out of like 100 people. And I'm like, why? What's your problem? Well, we need to know if you're carrying a firearm. I said, absolutely, I'm carrying a firearm. All right. Basically called 7 total law enforcement, Disney security police circled me with me and my family. I was with my wife and 2 children. I wasn't there for 10 minutes. I wasn't at Disney World. I was at downtown Disney Springs, where it's just an open mall area. Couldn't even barely get on the property. They said, well, you're going to have to go put your firearm back in your vehicle or lock it up. I said, no, I don't disarm for anybody. I'm not disarming for you, any of you. I don't care if you're sheriff or not. I'm not disarming myself. Well, you have to leave the property immediately, sir. We're being trespass warned. So I'm gone. You know, they escorted me all the way out to my vehicle with security, with private security contractor. And he flat out told me, I asked him, I said, why'd they flag me? I said, I know I got a fresh gun on me. I just cleaned it. It's a Glock 43. I said, I know it's not dirty. The dog didn't alert the gunpowder, my gun, 500 feet away from me out of a group of 100 people. He said, well, to be honest with you, they picked you up as soon as you walked in on facial rec. I said, I figured. I said, that's what I thought about it. Disney's not what people think it is, man. Disney has a whole little subculture to it. It's just all, oh, Magic Kingdom. Let's come here and talk about fairies and princes and witches. Look at all the demonic stuff they push with basically the all the different movies they have. The only film, and I still like it, I still watch it, I let my children watch it, the only Disney film that I have ever supported and I will continue to support and not buy, I already own it, so I'm not going to buy anything else from Disney, is Swiss Family Robinson, done in 1960. That's the only film that I have supported that they've done. And that's because that was at the very beginning phase when Disney was actually a decent company, in my opinion. And they promoted prayer. They promoted family unity. They promoted fighting. They promoted gunfighting. They promoted being stacked up with all your supplies, working hard. The whole film has done exceptionally well. There's a couple little pops that I don't really necessarily agree with in it. But overall, it was actually a good film. That is it. That was 1960. Disney's gone well far beyond that. And this is what we're starting to see occur now in the United States. Is people are waking up. People are starting to push back. So now they're accelerating their plan with this Digital Currency Act, with basically continuing to cut down on everybody's fuel supply. What they're going to do is they're going to price people out of the market on fuel and push them into EV. I've been yelling about this for 5 years. So I said, I don't want to buy EV vehicles. Eventually, it's going to reach a point you're not going to be able to afford to drive. When diesel gets to $25, $30, $40 a gallon, which it will, with the inflationary rates and what they're doing, and it costs you $2,000 and $3,000 to fill up your pickup truck because the currency is worthless. It's basically fiat money. You can look at every country that's done this with hyperinflation. The dollar always returns to its net value, which is zero. It's going to be crucial that people are prepped up. And this, that these people that are running around right now saying, we have a no-fly zone over Ukraine. I'm like, you don't even understand what you're talking about. I said, you're literally asking to go to a nuclear conflict with Russia. That's why I can't hardly keep the potassium iodine in stock anymore. And I'm not even trying to push it. I've told everybody, if you need it, you need it. Stay stocked up on it if you need it. Overall, it's a good overall supplement to take. People are buying up cases of it in the office. I had to order a whole nother shipment in last week. And I'm like, guys, it's good to have on hand. But I said, I don't really know if this is going to go down this way. Well, the problem is they're trying to push it down. It's starting to look like, okay, we're going to try to have this engagement. Now, I truly think there's going to be some massive nuclear wars that turn the United States to Mars. I don't think they would have put that much money in infrastructure and 5G systems if they were really going to nuke the entire planet. Now, will they hit key areas and blame it on Russia, false flags, or maybe have a conflict that hits certain areas? That is very possible. There's no doubt about that. And that's why everybody's been stocking up on iodine, because it's so important for the thyroid if you get some type of radiation exposure, and it's really good overall for your immune system. And I've told people to take it for years. In general, it's stacked with our immune kit because it's so important right now that people take care of their bodies and stay exercising, stay limber, stay mobile, because there's a lot of us. There's going to be a time that a lot of us are called to do stuff. And right now, the time to do stuff isn't going to Ukraine to go fight in Ukraine. I've seen these videos, and I'm like, guys, stop. Some of these contractors and mercenaries, and now I found out why there's so many contractors going over there. They're getting like $30,000 a month contractor pay to go fight in Ukraine right now, and it's a complete and total sham as far as what's going on over there. It's all obfuscation. And most of the thing that people have to understand, it's time to take care of America here. It's time to start standing up for our rights here. If you're a patriot and you stand for the United States, why in the world are you flying across the world to go fight for a corrupt country? Why don't you fight for the U.S.? Why don't you stand up here and go back to the oath you took when you're in the military? I've had a lot of conversations with these guys, and a lot of the military guys are starting to wake up to this now too, because a lot of them, for some odd reason, were so blinded by this in the beginning. I'm like, you didn't believe the mainstream media for 2 years with COVID. You questioned everything. Now suddenly the mainstream media says, hate Russia, Ukraine's good, and everybody's a Ukraine supporter? So give me a break. It's all obfuscation to give everybody a break from COVID. Now, the Deltacron or whatever moronic name they want to come up with, the next one, you need your fourth shot now. You need to get your fourth shot. Why hasn't anybody talked about vitamin C, D3, and zinc on mainstream media? Well, that's right, because it doesn't make the pharmaceutical company billions upon billions of dollars with more RNA gene therapy shots that blow your immune system out. That is why it is crucial. You have to afford these shows, my friends. Listen to me. Get the shows out. Get the articles out. Get the links out. A lot of people are eager and hungry to learn right now. People are asking questions. Everywhere I go, I have conversations with people. People are starting to wake up. And they may not be fully awake. They may not be on the same page. But if you got to throw them a bite here and a bite there to slowly plant a seed of truth to fight this disinformation, this propaganda we're seeing, it's your duty to do so. So I encourage you guys to do that, because, I mean, we're doing these shows all week, every week. We've done them for years trying to do this. And now I think finally some people are starting to wake up and say, wow, what happened to the United States over the last 2 years? Why did we allow this to happen? Let's not do it again. Because I promise you, they're going to try to do more lockdowns again. They're going to try to raise prices so that people panic and they basically can't buy anything. It's important that you're self-sufficient. You have backup supplies of your food. If you need food buckets, we have those for you. If you want to buy beans and rice in the store, buy those. Whatever you need, it doesn't matter to me. We're here to help you out or give you advice, even if you just want to call us up. We do the best we can at Health Masters to keep people healthy and prepared, because I'm telling you, something is big is going on. And it's not the Ukraine-Russia conflict. That's not what I'm talking about. They're brewing something up behind the scenes, and they're waiting for everything to fall into place so they can roll it out. And quite frankly, I think, like you said, Doug, I think we're a couple months out from something very strange occurring again, whether or not they're going to try to bring the COVID narrative and do full lockdowns and full shots, or they're going to try to release another serious bioweapon like they did in the beginning and get people really sick and then tell everybody, oh, you got to take this shot again, because the COVID's done. Majority of people have natural immunity to it. Majority of people that still catch it now, it's like catching the flu. The real bioweapon is the injection that they're shooting into everybody. That's right. That's the real bioweapon now, and that's what's causing so many people to drop dead. Like you talked about earlier, that poor baby boy. I mean, these kids dropping dead with heart attacks at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. What is wrong with these parents? Is nobody reading anything? Or they just watch CNN and drool on themselves? Well, sadly, that's what a lot of parents do. They just watch CNN and drool on themselves and parrot whatever they're said. You have to get the truth to those people, my friends, the best you can. If they won't listen, it's on them at that point. But it's our job to get the truth out there and encourage people to stay prepped, stay backed up, and stay in shape right now and keep their immune system strong and healthy, Doug. What do you think?
Talk to me about your food buckets. Because I've been getting a lot of questions. Hey, you know, should I buy food buckets? My answer is yes. But what are in yours? And
I like to be diverse as possible. Right. We have two different buckets. We keep it really clean and simple. We have the meat buckets, which is basically pre-cooked, dehydrated, 15-year shelf life meat. No pork in it, beef and chicken only. And then we have the organic food buckets. The meat buckets, there's not a ton of meat in them because it's very expensive, A, for meat, and then the processing to make sure it's got a 15-year basically shelf life on it. The organic buckets have a lot more food. They're about 20,000 calories per bucket, certified USDA organic, super clean. Now, I encourage people, I think everybody should have a diverse supply of food. My personal opinion, when I do, I have a very large supply of the organic ones in my shop that I carry at my own house. And I keep the meat ones as backup protein on the backside of it. But I have more organic than I do meat. I also have about three cases of MRE, full MRE kits that are in my fridge out in my shop that I've bought over the years. If you keep MREs in the fridge around 35, 40 degrees, the shelf life on them is very long. The reason why I like the MREs isn't because they're healthy, because I'm not going to lie to you, they're not. They're actually not healthy at all, but they're good immediate calorie sources. If there's an emergency happening, you have to eat right now and you don't have the ability to make a pot of food or make a pot of water, you can eat them. That's why I don't have very many of them. They're mainly a backup. And then I like to have some backup beans and rice. But my primary staple I stay stocked up on is the organic ones, the organic food buckets, because I've eaten every single packet of those and I've tried them. They taste good. You literally make a pot of water, boil it, dump it in, stir it, throw it on a plate, eat it, and it's good to go. And you actually feel decent. I've eaten other food bucket companies before, cheaper ones, and I've eaten some before. I've actually thrown the food away after I've cooked it because it was so nasty and it made me almost sick when I ate it. If you get in a situation where you got to be eating this stuff, you don't want to be like, well, I got a year's supply of cardboard flavored food that makes me nauseous and diarrhea every time I eat it. So hooray for me for the next year. I get to eat this sludge. That's not what you want. Right. So, I mean, if you're on a budget, taper it in, see what you want to do, and tighten it up as you need to and stay backed up. But it is absolutely crucial because, as we already saw, how many people got restricted for being able to go into stores and buy food or buy this and that with the COVID, you know, basically app. Guys, that app hasn't gone away. A lot of people are like, oh, COVID's over now. COVID is basically on a sideline time, like, you know, sideshow right now is basically a halftime. They are holding it back, and it is important that everybody stays prepped. So when it comes back for their lives, what I'm talking about, that we have some access to what we need, because there is definitely something coming on the horizon that we can see coming. That's why even some backup gold and silver, even if it's gold eagles or 1 ounce gold, silver eagles or 1 gram gold, that's something that you can also has always, from the beginning of history and recorded time, gold and silver has always been a traded commodity for whatever you need. And, you know, whatever your finance, I'm not giving financial advice, but having some of that back up, because as we've seen right now, this is crazy how people's assets and how their bank accounts can just, bam, all of a sudden, oh, we don't like who you are. We don't like who you talk to. We don't like who you supported. We don't like who you gave money to. We're just seizing your crap now because, well, we're the all-powerful tyrannical regime that runs the world. Guys, it's coming a point in time where you're going to need that silver and that food and those weapons, and there's going to be a fight ahead of us. As much as I hate to say it, it is imminent now. You don't hear me say that very often, but there is an absolute imminent threat that will be facing us head on that's going to be very, very violent in the near future. And it's important that everybody gets their mind and their body and their soul ready for what's about to start happening, Doug.
You know, not only is it imminent in my view, I believe it is incumbent upon us, if we are, as American patriots, Christians, especially being Christians, I think we have to look out for one another. We have to look out for our families. We have to look out for one another. And, you know, I should say, I'm just a guy. I'm on a budget. My wife and I are on a budget. So we look at things. Okay, do we need this? If we don't need it, we're not going to buy it. Or if we are going to buy it, we're going to get the lowest price or get it for the lowest price possible. So to the people listening out there, the reason I mention this is, and what I've seen here, in especially in recent times, the most important thing you can do for yourself. If you're starting from zero, or maybe you're starting from way up here, make sure you have your supplements. Make sure your health is extremely important. Without that, you got nothing. And of course, faith in God, but your health, and then food, and then make sure you've got something to protect your food with, and of course, gold and silver. Yes, I believe in all of that. But folks, please. Please, again, from the bottom of my heart, knowing what I know, having seen a lot of death, a lot of illness caused by many things, please make sure you've got your supplements. Make sure you have enough to eat, and it's quality food, like you said, with the food buckets. And I appreciate the fact that you've got good food buckets and the best nutritional supplements on the market. So I appreciate that. We've got about 3 minutes left of our time together. Your abbreviated time. So I'm going to turn the 3 minutes over to you, Austin. But again, I believe it's our responsibility to stand up, speak out, and say, you know what, enough is enough. And hold our leaders, or hold the people we have elected into office or who have been selected, hold them to account. And I think that we need a whole boatload of justice brought into this country. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I mean, in the fall, as far as with these midterms, it's absolutely crucial that everybody gets involved in those local areas and those local elections and make sure that not only are we going to have a true fair election, which I'm hoping that's actually a real thing in the United States still after this last debacle. I know there's been a lot of states that have been putting in certain, you know, keepsakes and certain requirements and restrictions to prevent what happened last time. But it is crucial that you talk to people and make sure that we are looking at actual candidates that are getting in that are going to be legitimate, and we throw out every single piece of garbage that are sitting in there right now. Because what we've seen now with Ukraine has been one of the most treasonous things for the United States populace I think I've ever witnessed in my time frame. Seeing the entire Congress stand up and have a round of applause for that pervert homosexual gay boy, the president of Ukraine, and then turn around and write him another check that goes right in to the dirtiest, most corrupt government, third most corrupt in the entire world, not to the people, not to support the civilians or the kids that are basically in the middle of engagements, going straight to the government so they can pay off their buddies and their cronies and buy more whores or whatever they do over there in Ukraine and the dirty government, and turn around and see these supporters of Ukraine and Congress give a round of applause while literally Americans were begging on what to do when they were forced by the government to shut down their business because it was for your protection. You know, we shut down your business and bankrupted you because it's for your protection. We care about you so much. You got to remember, we do this for you because we support you. And I'm being sarcastic, obviously, and to see them do that and then lament and argue over stimulus checks, which we should have never even had. We should have kept the country over. But sit there and argue over stimulus checks to see who's going to get $600 or $1,200 a month while they turn right around and hand this money to Ukraine. That is the biggest insult I think we've seen in recent history, Doug, and right now.
Universal basic income, of course, is a they want that. They want digital currency. They're going to get that, yep. And I think sooner rather than later. So we need to do what we need to do right now to prepare ourselves for what's ahead. Austin, thank you so very much. I appreciate you. We're at the end of the show. Thanks, brother. I appreciate everything you do. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Make sure you go shopping. Thanks, Austin.
Absolutely, Doug. Appreciate it, my friend. I'll activate the coupon code for everybody.
Doug5. Doug and the number 5. Perfect. Thank you. All right, folks. That'll do it for me tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your prayers for my granddaughter, my beautiful Maya. Please keep praying. She's holding her own, but your prayers help. God bless and good night.